here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian military has confirmed that Saudi Airlines flight SV5688 is safe and has resumed its journey to join the airport in Surabaya, following a bomb threat that forced an emergency landing. Quoted from RRI.com, we should say RRI.co.id, TNI spokesperson Mayor General Christo Maisiantori on Sunday from Cilangkap stated that a full security sweep found no credible threat aboard the aircraft. Christo May also praised the swift and coordinated response of all security agencies involved. He emphasized that the operation falls under the National Army's mandate for military operations other than war, which was specifically in counterterrorism efforts, as outlined in Law No. 3, 2025. The annual Pacu Jalur Traditional Festival, a signature cultural event in Kuantan Sanggigi Regency, has been officially included in 2025 National Calendar of Events curated by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. Riau Provincial Legislative Councillor Zul Hendri of Inhu Kuansing Electoral District on Friday, June 20th, said that this year's event will be even livelier, with possibly over 200 participants. He also predicted a surge in visitor numbers for the 2025 edition, driven by the expanded participation. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sometimes trying to belong to something that we're not of. So hard we get lost sometimes. Can't catch my breath, feel like falling behind. Hope gone, got nowhere to go. My failures echo everywhere I go. Hold on, please can't turn around. And fall, gotta keep moving on. When you're feeling low, go get up again. It will be alright. Go get up again. When you're feeling low, go get up again. When your life gets hard, just restart. Sometimes trying to belong to something that we're not of. Hold on, things can turn around. We rise and fall, gotta keep moving on. When you feel alone, get up again. It will be alright. Get up again. When you feel alone, get up again. It's hard, just restart.
Just restore. Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananta. Enjoy!
Thank you.
So in Indonesia, it's quite trending several months ago, the Dubai chocolate, the Kunafe chocolate of Dubai. But the interesting thing is that listener, recently Indonesia just released the first export of 8 tons of coffee, not chocolate though, from West Sumatra Social Forestry Business Group to Dubai on Saturday. And the release of the export was done by the Minister of Forestry, Raja Juliantoni, and Chair of Commission 4 of Indonesian House of Representatives. During the release, Minister Antoni said that all parties involved in social forestry place great role to this. And he explained that the social forestry business groups has implemented a traceability system and marketing scheme based on blockchain technology, in line with the European Union's deforestation regulation standards, which allows Indonesia, especially from West Sumatra, to export coffee to Dubai. And he then expressed hope to create clusters for social forestry products.
What can we do differently? Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I love the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do.
Teach me how to
love.
One of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also largely green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach, with its soft beach sand, makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. The calm and not so high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowo Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Voice Renaissance Indonesia.
Lima hari sudah ku rindu, tak bisa ku menghubungimu. Kau sedang dengan dirinya, sedang kita rahasia. Kapankah kau ada waktu sembunyi untuk bertemu? Baru kau sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Walau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Baru kau sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Kalau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku menyimpan rasa cemburu, padahal bukan aku yang memilikimu. Sanggup sampai kapankah ku tak tahu, akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku. Mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku untuk menyimpan, karena bukan aku yang milikimu. Sampai kapankah ku tak tahu, akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku.
And listener, you've just listened to a very good song from Juicy Lucy entitled Lantas. Lantas is like the word then. If something happens, then what is the result of this? Well, the song itself was released back in 2010. And if you try to Google it, you can find the lyric video, the official lyric video, which was uploaded in August 2020. And right now, I'm opening the YouTube video. They already have like 155 million views. So, what is the song about? So, quoted from mantarinews.com, Lantas, or Then, is about a man who is falling in love to a woman who is bound to someone else. But the man is quite jealous and even wondering why does he still love this woman who is with someone else? And this kind of love story is usually the best ones, right? Heartache is one of the best love story ever. And the song itself was brought by a group band from Bandung called Juicy Lucy, who has Julian Kaiser at the vocal, Dennis Ligia guitar, Zamzam Yusuf Maulana, who plays saxophone and acoustic guitar, Dwi Nugroho at drum, and Bina Bagja in bass. And we wish that the song is quite enjoyable for everyone. And coming up next, more contents from the Voice of Indonesia. The next one, it's a very famous song too from Indonesia. The next one is from Payung Teduh, titled Akad. Akad itself is actually like a wedding vow, listener. The song was released back in 2017, long time ago, almost 10 years ago. And it has like 220 million views in the music video, and it has been re-uploaded by so many people. And funny thing is that, listener, just like any other song that can be turned into meme, so many people are creating music from the opening. Imagine just the opening saxophone. It takes like they make a video of 10 hours of the opening of this song. And Akad itself by Payung Teduh is a very nice song to play during your wedding reception or even your wedding vow, because the song itself is about inviting someone to get married. So without further ado, here is Payung Teduh with Akad.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu. Mati pelukan di ujung waktu, segera kau temani diriku. Cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, kembali dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, sudilah kau menjadi temanku, sudilah kau menjadi. Istriku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Still tuned to Eddie Wasovi's Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And after this, you'll be listening to a story about a district in Tasikmalaya that has a lot of local, how do we call it, a local souvenir from something that is quite natural. You will like it, I promise that you will like it. So here's a story about Raja Pola.
Bolehkah ku menjadi voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik, baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. There can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya region, Siwes Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukaruas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukaruas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crowns. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. 2 more blades nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guide dozens meters of mandong wrap around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven cloth was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the pastime. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be opened domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita biasanya dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, tentunya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang gak gimana pesanan. Ada lah satu bulan sekali.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco.
Terus wayang.
I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. Grass and mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapola people, grass and mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapola people is like a woven. Every hope as light thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient.
Kamu mana adanya, oh. biar